I've seen hogs so drunk they couldn't walk.
Uh-huh.
Because they like to skimmy, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
And when that stuff gets sour, it'll really make a ravage of it a bulldog's feed.
Mm-hmm.
But the hogs would eat it, drink it just like it was water. And they, being a hog, just as the name implied,
mm-hmm.
they drink so much of it, they got so drunk they couldn't go.
I guess they just lay there?
Or huh?
Would they just lay there?
Yeah.
God. Would you ever boil the syrup down till it got real, real...
Oh, yeah. You had to boil to get rid of all the impurities in it.
Mm-hmm. Would you have... What would you call some real dark, very, very dark syrup?
Depends on what you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're cooking out of green cane,
mm-hmm.
or red cane, or sorghum,
mm-hmm.
or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't raise the sorghum much around here. Green cane was our favorite cane for many generations. And then what they call the red cane came into being. And it was hard, but to produce more juice.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as the juice was came from the cane mill, it was cooked in the boiler and brought to a boil. It's quite an interesting process.
What would you call syrup if it had been cooked till it was real, real black?
Well, generally speaking, I'd say it wasn't fit to eat.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Molasses?
No, molasses is a natural food. Molasses is made from sorghum.
Mm-hmm. How would you make molasses?
You grow the sorghum.
Mm-hmm. And you just cook, make it just like syrup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there used to be a outfit in this area that would buy up all the homemade syrup they could buy, barrel after barrel, stack it in the ice plant here. And then they would bring in maybe 300 or 400 barrels of Louisiana molasses,
uh-huh.
which was grown from sorghum fields, see?
Mm-hmm.
And mix it and dilute it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you got volume. But it wasn't as good as the regular Georgia cane syrup. It's a delicious product
mm-hmm.
of its own accord.
Mm-hmm.
But when you mix sorghum in it isn't quite so good.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat very much cornbread?
Do what?
Do you ever eat very much cornbread?
I ate some for lunch today.
Uh-huh. What kinds of different cornbread do you have?
Well, you tell him, Joe.
He's not interviewing me.
Uh-huh.
Egg bread.
Uh-huh.
And then what they call just a little hoe cake bread.
Hoe cake bread, go ahead. I'll save it to get in the machine.
Like a pancake, just a little
uh-huh.
thin type with crispy edges around.
Uh-huh. You cook it on the top of the stove?
Right,
uh-huh.
on a griddle.
Uh-huh.
And then the egg bread and muffin bread.
Muffin bread, would you cook that in a...
Same as egg bread, except uh-huh. cook it in muffin rings.
Uh-huh. Would you ever make corn dodgers? What would that be?
That is just where you take little, just small bits of a cornbread mix. You don't make it as thin, batter-like. It's a little stiffer.
Mm-hmm.
And drop it down in... Say turnip greens, when you're cooking turnip greens.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like hush puppies for eating
mm-hmm.
fish. Now we have a cook,
mm-hmm.
been with us many years, and she can cook the most delicious hush puppies you ever put in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
She knows how to get them just exactly.
Hold them real tight or they'll jump away from you, they're so
uh-huh.
light.
Uh-huh.
Some people make it, I've been to hotels and public eating places, and they serve hush puppies. Sometimes it's so hard, they're not fit to eat.